Oh, I don't know what happened there to my voice, but I'm okay, really. How are you? I think at some point I might sneeze. Wait a second.
God bless you.
What a start to a podcast that is. I'm not setting that intention.
Can you imagine if you had your headphones on extra loud, then you've just got Claire's sneeze right in your ear.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, I'm Claire. This is Anna. Welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. It's great to have you with us. I go doing this this way.
What's your intention for 2026? To be deafened by Claire sneezing.
What even was that?
Oh my God. That was like a yelp and a sneeze all at once. At least you didn't cough and fart. That's all I'm going to say.
That's next time.
Okay, tune in next week. She's going to wee and sneeze as well.
Oh my goodness. How are you? Are you okay?
Not after that.
We are doing a podcast. Just to recap, because it feels like in Slimmer World Land, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of exciting things happening. And whether you're a member or you're not a member, or you used to be a member and you're thinking about rejoining, you're thinking, I'll just kind of listen to the podcast and see what's what. We're here to kind of bring you up to date.
Walk you through the exciting changes, walk you through what stayed the same that's incredibly brilliant, and give you that kind of taste of the brilliance that could be 2026. I love a new year. See, I'm a January baby. It's full of excitement. The possibilities are exciting, aren't they?
I like that kind of idea of make this the January.
Yep.
That you'll never forget.
Exactly. Leave behind what you didn't like in 2025. Gather together what you loved and served you. Bring it into 26. But make this your final time. The year of your weight loss. The year of your habit change. The year of really giving yourself that care and love with food and you know, enjoyment.
Yes. This time next year, you'll be glad you started today.
Do you know, it's so true though, isn't it? I look back at 2025 and I made some big changes in 2025, health-wise and food-wise, and I had a really brilliant 2025. And actually, if I hadn't have started, I wouldn't feel as good as I do now, which is a really exciting thing to know. You've got 365 days, and what can you achieve? What can you do that's going to leave you feeling incredible? That's an exciting prospect.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right, things that we'd like to talk to you about. So if you're just kind of catching up, or you're reconnecting to the podcast in the last few weeks, we put out an episode talking about the new year, new changes.
Yep.
Slimmer World has added these really exciting updates to the food optimizing plan. In case you don't know, what are they, Anna? Can you give us a bit of a recap? That's a tough question.
Well, yes, no pressure, Anna. We've changed some language. So the word SWIPs is now here, from the word SINs to Slimming World's individual picks, which is a wonderful thing. We've also just had some terminology changes around what used to be body magic is, you know, about Slimming World's active lifestyle program. And again, things like image therapy, a term that was used for group, is now Slimming World's support system. So that's kind of the top and the tail of the language changes. But the most exciting thing, I feel like I need to be a newsreader when I say this, is the updates to our healthy extras. And the fact that we now have three categories of healthy extra. So we've got our healthy extra calcium choice, our healthy extra fibre choice, and now our healthy extra healthy fats choice, which allows us to incorporate things like non-saturated oils, things like maybe some avocado or some olives, different amounts of nuts. So they're kind of the big changes. We've also introduced the big W symbol, which is standing for whole grains. So another great way of looking at how we can strengthen that real way to keep you as healthy as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's about losing weight, but also eating normal food. Yep. Not going hungry, really filling up on some really tasty meals, and then also knowing that you're covered nutritionally as well.
Do you know, that's what really drew me to Slimming World, is knowing that I can eat that abundance of free food. We've got over 350 of them, but Slimming World's food optimizing plan had looked after me so that I knew I was healthy and I was sound nutritionally, because I'd spent so long eating in a way that wasn't nutritionally balanced and wasn't aiding my health. So knowing that we've got it all covered is really key.
Elsewhere, if you join in the next couple of weeks, there is a countdown offer, which means if you commit to a 6 or 12 week countdown, you get a free recipe book, which is called 15 Minute Heroes.
I mean, that title just hooked me in. Everything can be made in 15 minutes. You know, what can you do in 15 minutes? I could get in the shower and dry my body in 15 minutes, maybe brush my hair. But actually, to know I could create a meal from scratch for my family in 15 minutes, that locked me in. But it did, do you know what I mean?
It'd take you long to do the washing up.
Exactly. Or load the dishwasher and unload it. Like, it just, for me, things like that, I'm looking for things that make life easier, that make weight loss easier. And that, to me, just when I saw it, I was like, that is a book that Anna Mangan is going to live by. It was like when Take 5 came out, that book changed my life.
If you are a Slimming World curious lurker, there's probably like a more glamorous term for that. Maybe you're not committed to be a member yet, but you'd like to kind of get an insight into what the plan is about. Then there's a couple of ways that you can do that. At Iceland stores, or some the Rangers, I believe.
And Dunn's as well.
Oh, yeah. Dunn's, yep. There is the Slimming World food range, which you can get. In that, there are now new additions, which are naan breads, and pancakes. Tell us more, Anna.
I mean, this was another thing that got my pulse racing. So now we have got, as part of the healthy extra choices, we introduced our wraps last year, but now we have got pancakes and mini naan breads. So the way I am just thinking about life is running and grabbing a curry and then grabbing a naan bread as well.
And just to recap for people who are members following the food optimizing plan, these are going to be SWIP free. And are some of them even potentially used for your healthy extra fibre choice? What's the deal?
So the wraps and the pancakes and the naan breads can all be used as your healthy extra fibre choice.
So there you go. So that is a little Brucey bonus to let you know about. And of course, you don't have to be a member, but Slimming World Kitchen, in case you don't know about, is like a meal kit box thing which comes to your door. You can order between 3 and 5 meals. This is testing me now.
Yeah, for 2 or 4 people.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, it is spectacular. Again, we, back in the day when it first launched, cooked one of the boxes, didn't we, on Slim World's YouTube channel. And for two people that have started off as not very confident cooks, what Slimming World Kitchen has given me is the ability to try things that I probably never would have had the courage to try. You know, eat things that we would have never have chosen before. But also, what I love so much is the whole family gets involved. My nearly 9-year-old daughter, when I broke my arm last year, was cooking the boxes from scratch. I just lit the cooker, you know, the hob, or lit the oven, and she did it all. So it's a great way, another great way to think about where you may need some support. So like for me, the pressure of the food shop was so much, actually just getting these red boxes delivered really, really helped me.
Yep. And that might be, you know, if you're thinking about joining Slimming World, just a chance for you to kind of try out some of these meals to see what it's all about. Elsewhere, okay, if you have been to group this week, in between Christmas and New Year, you will have your mitts on a brand new member pack. If you've not been to group yet, find a way to get there. You want to be the first ones to get hold of this. We now have the pack. We have both been scribbling notes in it, highlighting it, post-it notes, all kinds of things. It is brilliant and just fantastic. If you're a member and you haven't got this, go get it. I tell you, the key thing we wanted to do in this podcast is just highlight a couple of things for people to maybe look at, or places to start, especially if you've never done Slimming World before. Maybe some places to start, or some of the bits that really grabbed our attention. So if you have a notepad and pen nearby, you might just want to jot down some of the page numbers that we're going to mention in a sec.
I mean, the great thing about this, so now we just have this one book called Essentially Slimming World, and this is your one-stop shop to absolutely nail your weight loss. This is your book that has got everything in it, from your weight progress chart right through to more information about our active lifestyle program, and absolutely explains food optimizing and how it works. I love the fact, if you haven't spotted, we've got some perforations at the back with food diaries and fit logs that you can take out. That That won me over. But the place I always go to is the first step, which is your free food. I think that's the page that just gets me, because, you know, when I joined all those years ago, knowing that I could eat food in unlimited amounts and never, ever go hungry was the thing that just made me fall head over heels in love with food optimizing. And I know that may sound very cheesy and very excessive, but it was that, oh, I can eat. And that freedom of choice and that freedom of eating what I wanted when I wanted, as long as I, you know, made sure it wasn't cooked in any oil, butter or fat, I was there to absolutely go wild and fill up and enjoy the food that maybe I had avoided previously, because actually I'd put in all these rules that didn't need to be there.
I think that's really interesting, is it? Because we know, you know, in the world today, there's a lot of noise around weight loss injections as well. And also even around calorie counting. And, you know, this is a different option which will enable you to fit around your life at your own pace with your family, with whatever setup that you have. And there's a lot of flexibility in this as well, which is really important. And also joy. I think, you know, we often forget, don't we, when we're talking about losing weight, about enjoying ourselves and still having fun. And that is essential.
Enjoying the process of habit change, enjoying the process of weight loss and the food you're going to eat is vital. It's vital so that you can maintain weight loss, because if you're thinking, I can't wait for this to blink and be over, you're not going to sustain it. You're not going to be able to keep it up. And that's what's helped me unlock the freedom, is finding the joy, finding what we love to eat, and still being able to eat out and still go and see my friends and my family and party. You can, you know what, you can have it all. You've just got to change maybe the way that you cook, shop and eat, but you can absolutely get that great balance.
Okay, so I've pulled out some page numbers here with the title of this, of really about setting our intentions for 2026. And you note that I haven't used the word goals there. I've put about intentions, because, you know, I think it's about thinking about directions and habits and behaviour change, right? So the one which I notice, having been like a member of my social team for a while, and so I sit there and, you know, I'll say hello to everyone and then jot down in your book, you know, what your weight is and the date. I notice that not everybody measures their inches, and they don't always put the stuff on the pages yet. So page 132-133 is a personal progress record, your personal achievement target. I put here, don't leave these pages blank, fill them in today, measure your inches right now.
I love that. Also, there's a really great bit of information about the healthy waist ratio as well. And I think measuring those inches is so, so key, because you'll often see that change as well. It's also such a great way to capture health and success. So definitely, I mean, one of my members, Jill, and I, we measure everything from our kneecaps to our wrists. We have got every dimension written down. But it's a great way. I kind of do it at the end of every month to make sure that I can see the progress and make sure, you know, it's not just a number on the scales as well.
I mean, a couple of pages back there, page 123-124, it says achieve your dream target weight. Three ways to decide what your personal achievement target is. And I wonder whether people sometimes are like, I'll just get started, but maybe they don't want to put the pressure or the number or really go for it. What you know, what can really help with this kind of saying what it is that we want to achieve, what it is our intention is for the target?
Well, it says it so succinctly here. It says, we know for a fact that members who set their ultimate dream weight at the very start achieve greater weight losses and come to group more often and lose weight more quickly and achieve their target sooner. Isn't that fascinating? That's written on page 125. So our research shows that. And I know how fearful it can be. I think for me, when I set my end goal, I also set interim targets as well. So because half a stone at a time was a really great way to kind of see that happen. And on page 133, it says, you know, set your step-by-step goal. You know, if you're not quite sure or you'd like to take things step-by-step, that's fine too. Set an interim target at first. Then as soon as you feel sure where you'd ultimately love to be, tell your consultant and enter your final personal achievement target. So again, it may be that you want to take steps at your pace. This is the ultimate thing is, it's your decision, isn't it? It's your target to choose. No one is telling you what you should go for.
Yeah, I think those pages are really key, and I've just noticed that not everybody fills those in. Even one thing that I used to do for many years is I put a photo of me when I first joined, and I put it in that page as a way to remind me where I started from.
Yeah.
And then as I went along, you know, people would see that photo, it might accidentally fall out of my pack or something, they'd be like, flipping heck, you look so different.
Oh, I love it when members bring before photos in, because actually, for a lot of people sat in group, they only know Claire that's 5 stone lighter. Mm. They've never seen that difference. So it's actually recognising that really helps other people as well as you to recognise what you've achieved.
Okay, the other one that I had put here is page 64, your first fabulous first week. I think I put your fabulous first week. I've added a first there because it is the first month of the first.
There's a lot of firsts going on
here. I don't know. But I, whenever, whether you're a rejoining member, a current member, or you're new to Slimming World, I like to read this every so often as a bit of a reset. Mm. Like, draw the line. Let's actually really think about this with this beginner's mind, as you know, the meditators call it.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the first line says, if you food opt 100... Shall I start again? If you food optimise 100%, you will lose weight, guaranteed. How exciting is that? Go and follow this. We guarantee you'll lose weight if you do it. And you know what? You will need to make changes, but we're going to help you every single step of the way with the way that you need to cook, eat and plan. So, you know, this isn't some crazy secret or something weird that you've got to do, but following this 100% will grant you fantastic weight losses.
Yeah, they're really, I mean, one thing that I think is different about this pack is having it all in one. Then it there's almost like, I think every time you open it, you can get another little bit of insight. And if you are new to Slimming World, you know, I guess you will have like a bit of a chat with your consultant who will guide you on where to start with this. You won't just be given the pack, stood on the scales and off you go. There's a lot of support around
this.
You'll
have a full 25-minute new member talk, which will talk you through how the plan works, the books, everything. We are going to be your shadow. We are going to absolutely help and support you to understand how to food optimize. I think what's really key is the book will turn you into an expert. Reading the book, getting that knowledge is where you will really need to spend some time. I always say to my new members, treat yourself like a project. Get into this book like it's a manual of how you are going to learn how to use your dishwasher or your washing machine. You know, really, really don't just look at the pictures and pray. Absolutely read this, because hope is not a strategy, but reading the book really does matter.
I mean, one thing I would say is do look at the pictures, because actually the pictures give you opportunity for new recipes
that
in this case.
Very good point. But you know when you're just like, oh, I know what I'm doing. Oh, sorry, I got a bit excited then.
I've got headphones on, the rest of us have.
So sorry. We've deafened you with a sneeze now with my screen. But you go, I know what I'm doing. Actually, knowledge is power. So I have now read this book about 16 times.
16?
Yeah, well, it is my job, isn't
it? You only got it last week.
I know, and you got it yesterday. Oh. But for me, every time I turn a page, there's maybe something I've spotted. Like, okay, this page here, page 65. Our research shows, with more than 1 million Slimming World members, shows that those who have a fabulous first weeks are more likely to lose more weight in their first 12 weeks and be more successful long term. I hadn't spotted that till now. Again, that's exciting, isn't it?
So people might be thinking, oh, well, you know, it's Christmas at the moment. You know, I'll join later in January. No. What's the deal like if people join this week?
I love it. Best time to join. You're going to get a bit of festive spirit. You're going to get a pack and you are going to hit the ground running. One of my best times to join. I've opened on New Year's Eve before and it's been a flurry of new members. You know, opening and getting to group now before the start of January, you're ahead of it, aren't you? You're hitting January. You're going to be a stone lighter by the end of January. How exciting is that?
Exactly. Yeah, I joined, I rejoined in January 8 years ago with Anna, and I'm now maintaining a 5 stone weight loss, having been in Target for, well, a good while. You know, I bounced out of Target, but got back in it, and I still go to Slimming World and I love it. You know, and I'm an active part of my social team. I've made a whole bunch of friends my whole life. I wouldn't be doing this podcast if I hadn't gone to Slimming World.
Exactly. Our paths would have never have crossed, would they, love?
Where are you at then? So what's your kind of paragraph headline, your bio these days? I can't keep up with you.
So I've been a member 464 years.
That's probably about accurate, yeah.
27 years.
27?
Yeah, 27. Diamond Target member. Do you know what? Turning 45 and actually feeling the best I think I've ever felt. Confident in my mind, my body, my soul, my habits. And the way I cook and eat is now just part of my life. It's just a habit. I've been running groups for 15 years.
I'm a
consultant. I'm an online host. Cut me in half, as I always say, and I say Slimming World. But Slimming World really is just the way I eat, cook, shop and live my life. And it's just, you know, it's the way we eat as a family, the way my daughter eats. So, you know, it's like the fourth member of our family, Phil, Anna, Daisy and Slimming World.
Do you know what I notice of how I feel differently this year? There's almost a lightness of how I approach my January this year.
Yeah, I felt that about you. That's interesting.
Previously, I had kind of gone into January of like, right, that's it. I've got to change everything. Enough of this. There was like this kind of just low-level anger and frustration at myself for not being able to stick at anything. I describe myself as a yo-yo dieter. Up, down, I'd be on it, I'd be off it. I just couldn't seem to make it stick. And then there was almost a shift where I said to myself, whatever happens, I'm just going to get to a group every week. And I committed to that for a year. And that's where I really saw the big change. And then I just kept going. And I feel like emotionally I'm a little bit lighter in heading into January, that I'm not going for like these, right, I'm going to do this, going to do that. There's the slowly over the years there, I've forgiven myself, yeah. I suppose, for, you know, just all the blips and mistakes on human things that happened that just set me off track. I come at that with an ease and, yeah, a lightness, which has taken me a long time to get to. But I kind of think if I was to speak to the Claire of 8 years ago, I'd say, you've got to find a way through this.
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily easy, but just keep going. You will find it and lean in and take every bit of help and support that you can. Because I'd always been someone that thought I could fix it myself.
Yes.
I could fix it in my own head, yeah. And shied away from the, you know, feeling embarrassed, I suppose, at admitting to people what it was that I was thinking, saying, doing. And actually, you just have to put all of that aside and lean in and just get help. And this is a really safe, evidence-backed, fun way to do it.
Yeah, and do you know, that's a really good point you say, fun. We in groups have a lot of fun. We enjoy a lot of beautiful food, but we're coming together, all together, trying to achieve the same thing, and it is possible. And I think if I could say anything to anyone listening out there, is knowing that you could make this the January that changes your life, because we both took that leap of faith, and I think we sit here now probably in the best spaces we've been in since we've known each other, with our weight, with our mental health, with our eating, with an ease of actually who we've become. And the way we eat now is really quite natural. When we first started, it does feel like a big commitment and it is a project, but now it's just so subconscious and it's what we do, but we still keep an eye on it to make sure that all our hard work is never lost.
That's it. Right now you're just an onion with that really kind of horrible hard layer, that then you're going to take that hard layer off and then you're going to just peel back slowly by slowly to your core.
So what are we now, like an overcooked red onion that's dripping in balsamic vinegar? I mean, this analogy, I know what you mean.
Worst analogy I've ever done.
But I know what you mean. I think, you know, however, if someone's listening out there and they're feeling that anger, that frustration, that despair, that I don't know if I can do this again, if I could give you one piece of advice, fill yourself with that courage and that strength and do it, and decide that it's going to be the last time. Lean in, get that help, that support, that motivation, make you your project, and it will come good.
Yeah, you said earlier about there will be changes that has to be done. In order to get to a different place, there will be changes, and that can be uncomfortable at first.
It definitely
But
can
it just
be.
Takes time. I mean, this is all about changing our relationship with food. It's about finding a new way to manage emotions. It's, you know, about maybe just making those swaps in terms of the things that we're cooking, how we're cooking. But it kind of unravels over time. Don't expect yourself to, like, do everything next week.
Yeah. And also look at what you're gaining. Where my mindset used to be like, well, I can't have this and I can't have that if I want to lose weight. Okay, maybe I need to change the crisps and chocolate, but what can I have? What am I going to get out of this? Actually, I can run around with my 9-year-old and not worry about getting stuck up the slide. I can go on holiday with her and swim in the pool for hours on end in a way that I couldn't before. You know, I can be the mum I wanted to be because I lost the weight that I needed to lose and teach her the things that maybe I didn't learn. But it did take time and it did take effort, but I'm worth the effort.
Yeah.
That's the key, isn't it?
It's that sometimes we make jokes of these things, don't we, in our life? We try and make humour to like get ourselves out of awkward situations, and especially times like Christmas and New Year where, you know, for me, I was like ducking out of photos and stuff like that. And slowly I kind of got turned to New Year and I was like, I just feel like I'm making light humour of something that's really quite
serious.
Serious in terms of my health, in my happiness, in my mental health, and also I'm just slowly becoming invisible.
Yes, both to yourself and to other people, and wanting to vanish. And actually, you know, I look at us sat here now, and actually we're both really strong, confident women, and part of that was about shedding the baggage that being overweight had left us with and realising we were worth it, we were good enough, but we could do it. And I think what our weight loss journey has shown ourselves is resilience, and we have far more resilience than we ever believed we did.
Oh man, and we have really shovelled some horse poop along the way. Now we cope with it in a different way, right?
100%. You know, I was just thinking about this before, how my default when something bad used to happen was to eat. Now my default is to deal with what's happening, whereas actually the food was always the blocker because I don't like how
avoid.
This is. Yeah, avoid, eat. Avoid, drink. And actually now I face life's problems head on. It's not always easy, but actually it was so much more than just a weight loss journey. It was the baggage that I was able to leave behind and create a person that was stronger and more equipped to deal with the emotional challenges because of what I'd learnt to do through Slimming World.
I see that in you. I think like you're like a bouncing ball. You just like, get back up straight away.
It seems to be
like with a greater level of ease.
And,
and also, I didn't know that you were a diamond target member. You never announced that to us.
I kept that quiet. Oh, yeah. Something I'm really proud of because actually, you know, I hadn't ever settled necessarily being happy. And now I'm really happy. I'm proud of myself.
So you should be.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't know. I think I've hit my 40s and just been like, I'm okay. This is good enough. I'm good enough, which has been a really nice thing to accept. This is who I am. This is my body, and I'm proud of my body.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that we both joined in our 20s, didn't we? I think we did.
I was younger.
We really kind of, things started to click for us in our 30s.
Yeah.
And now we're in our 40s feeling very different. And I'm so relieved that I don't feel the way that I did in my 20s because that was really difficult. I didn't really understand body shape changes, why I was putting on weight. I just didn't really have the knowledge of what to do or how to cope with that. And there are so many temptations these days of takeaway, delivery, all of this stuff that, you know, grab and go, microwave meals.
Noise, isn't it?
Noise, exactly. That is, it's quite difficult to pick that apart. But having that kind of support with the psychology, I suppose, of what we're eating has allowed me to maybe put on a different set of lenses into that world. And I'm able to kind of see, aha, this maybe isn't the best choice for me. And that is when you really have knowledge and power of what is going in your body with food.
Yeah, and the knowledge and the power to do things differently and create new habits and feel confident in those new habits. Now I know there are things that I choose not to eat because they don't serve me. There are things I choose to do in terms of movement because I know it makes me feel better. There are things that I know I have to prioritise in life, like getting a food shop in and cooking some decent food. Whereas maybe when I was younger, I didn't prioritise those things, but feeling good in your own skin is something that almost money can't buy. Actually being confident in who you are and your body has taken me a long time, but you know, with thanks to Slimming World, I've got to that point.
Yeah, well look, see, we've maybe planted a few seeds in your mind there of what your intentions could be for the year ahead. And it doesn't have to be, you know, lose lots and lots of stones, you know, or even a specific weight in mind, if actually is I want to feel better or I want to feel healthier, I want to be able to go back to the doctors and my cholesterol be in a healthy range, or, you know, my heart rate and my blood pressure to go down, to maybe come off some medication, whatever it may be that you would like, you know, support with your doctor. And what they're telling you, it's about what's personal to you. So have a think about what that is. Is it that you've been hiding out of photos and you'd like to finish next year with a photo shoot? Imagine that. Imagine, like, what would it take and what would you need to do over the next year to feel? Because that's not just about the food, is it? That's also about how we feel inside. Yeah.
But just a little thing to think about, you know, if you lost a pound a week, that's 52 pounds, isn't it? £2 a
week. 4 stone over you. That's exactly what I did in my first year. I averaged a pound a week.
Exactly. You know, you could definitely get more, but just a pound a week. I'm whispering with excitement because if I scream, I'll blow your ears off. But, you know, that, think how you could be feeling this time next year, and that's a really exciting prospect.
Yeah. If you want to share your intention, we have people who will draw a bullet point, maybe a page in your journal. You can share it anonymously if you wish. We don't have to share it on the podcast. You can just email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. That's like your way of laws of attraction or something, of putting it out into the universe. You can DM us on at Slimming World Podcast at Instagram as well. Just get pen to paper and be bold and think about what it is that you really want. You know, sometimes I think it's almost like we have to give ourselves permission to dream. It's that question of what if I actually did that thing that I've wanted to do for years, and I finally got to grips with that thing that's been bothering me, and I found a new way.
But imagine this, though. You don't need to dream. You can actually make this a reality. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, we will continue to enjoy some more public-facing podcasts over the next few weeks, actually. Next week, we're going to be talking about a warm welcome. We're going to hear from some members who talk about their experience when they first joined Slimming World, and what that was like, and when they went to group, what did they expect? Hopefully not a load of horn blowing, which was happening in this car park. So that will be really great. We're hearing from people all over the country. And then we're also talking about beyond the scales as well. These things like non-scale victories. What does that look like? We've got Laura from the research team who's been chatting with members to find out their stories. So more inspiration on the way. Our back catalogue is open from all the months behind. And whilst we might mention things like sins or A or B choices, that has now been updated in the Slim World language. But we're going to keep all our back catalogue out there. So you just have our general motivating dulcet tones whenever you need us.
Yeah, there's a lot to go back and listen to.
Don't do that. Don't go back to the first episode.
No, don't.
I'd like to think after 7 years of doing this, we got better.
I think it's a full circle moment right now. That's what I'm saying. Being sat here freezing cold in your car, I feel like 7 years ago all over again. We can't put the heater on because it's too noisy, so you've just got to shiver. That's how we lost our weight. We shivered the weight off. Oh my gosh, have you got bum seats in this one?
I've got bum warmers.
You see, Claire always had the posher car out, the two of us. Heated seats, whereas mine, literally, it's a Flintstones car. On that note, guys, my intention is to sit in Claire's car until my feet are no longer ice blocks.
I was going to put the radio on. It was on Radio 3 just to get in the calm zone. Driving around Stockport, you need classic FM or Radio 3.
No drum and bass for you there, sister.
Oh God, I've snorted.
She sneezed.
I've sneezed like a hyena. We're
going to
wrap it up.
Yeah.
Have a great new year. Enjoy starting your 2026 and let go. Set the plan in place. See you in a bit.
Bye for now.